Now, I want to remind you again, well, for those of you that are just now tuning in, I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is Professor Greg Stevens, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Mm-hmm. It goes out on the Victory Channel. Mm-hmm. And these are all covenant people. Mm-hmm. It began with Abram. The whole idea is, don't kill the people, kill an animal. Mm-hmm. God's not interested in killing anybody.
Right.
He is love.
Yes,
he is. It doesn't say he's power. But I want to remind you again, when Cain killed Abel, it was not against the law.
Mm-hmm. No, there was no law.
So he was banished. And he added to his own curse. And then, so you began then with creating law. How do you create law? You enter into covenant on certain agreements, and that becomes law. Mm-hmm. And to break that law is death. But then, that's the punishment. But then, you kill the animal instead of the man. So that one day you kill the man on a cross.
Yeah.
And you settle it forever. Mm. Now you have a book of covenants.
He forever fulfilled every one of those laws.
Every one of them. All of them. The law and the prophets.
Right.
Yes.
And love was the key word.
Amen.
To all of it. So now we go to 2 Chronicles. Now, class, look at the 19th, the first verse of the 19th chapter here. We're going to center up on the 20th. But in order to declare with whom we're dealing here, that this is a national problem. Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, returned to his house in peace to Jerusalem. Huh. He's king. His name is Jehoshaphat.
Right.
It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab, the children of Ammon, with them other besides the Amorites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great, how many? A great multitude against you from beyond the sea on this side of Syria. Mm-hmm. And behold, they be in Harazon Tamar, which is in Gedi. Mm-hmm. Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judea. Mm-hmm. I mean all Judah.
Yep.
He's serious about this. This is a huge bunch of people. And they're coming after him and his forces. Judah gathered themselves together and asked help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, listen now, O Lord God of our father. Oh, he just brought covenant into this thing. He brought Abraham in it right then.
He brought David in it. He brought all of them.
Yes, he brought all of them. He couldn't say in the name of Jesus. Jesus wasn't here yet.
That's right. Right.
That's what we do.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. O Lord God of our fathers, art thou not God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand you?
Yes.
Well, I mean, he went to, but they fasted and they prayed and he declared it. Mm-hmm. Now, he's king, so his word goes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Are you not our God who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel? And gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend.
Covenant.
That's just covenant talk all over the place.
Yes.
Whew. Thank you, Jesus. And they dwelt therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil cometh upon us as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in your presence, for your name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then you will hear and help. There's their faith. And now behold, the children of Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, and all the rest of them, whom thou wouldst not let Israel invade, he held them off.
Mm-hmm.
And he's reminding him of it.
Yes.
Praise God. When they came out of the land of Egypt and they turned from them and destroyed them not, behold, or he's saying to God, you look at this now. You look here. I say how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which you have given us to inherit. O Lord our God, and he just kept on. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jerel, and son of Madaniah, and so forth, a Levite.
Mm-hmm. A priest.
He's a priest. Came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation and said, hearken ye all of Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid or dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's.
Hallelujah.
Okay, this is looking better all the time.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, you go down against them, behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz. You'll find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jezreel. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, he told them again, nor be dismayed. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Kohites stood up to pray, huh? They did what?
Praise.
They stood up to praise the Lord Israel with a loud voice. Now, yesterday was Thanksgiving. We ought to be doing it with a loud voice.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
They rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tokiah. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, and you'll prosper. He's talking about the prophet that said this, not himself.
Mm-hmm.
The prophet said the battle is God's. And he said, you believe him. And when he had consulted the people decided to do this. He didn't.
Right.
When he had consulted the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of his holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, his mercy endures forever. And when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Israel. They didn't say mercy. I wrote it down right here. Chesed.
Chesed.
Friend of God. Chesed. The blessing, covenant blessing of the lesser by the greater.
That's right.
Well, God is the greatest one you can, that you cannot be in covenant with anybody greater than he is.
That's right.
What were they singing? They began to sing and praise. Praise the Lord, his chesed endures forever. Praise the Lord, his chesed endures forever. And when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon and the whole bunch. And everyone helped to destroy another. And when Judah came to the wilderness, they looked into the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. They killed one another. Our side didn't lose anybody. They got hesed from God Almighty.
That's right.
And he just turned them against one another, and they killed themselves. They were rather confused.
Yes.
Somebody said something, and it made somebody mad, and they just turned around and probably just popped him in the mouth. He popped him, and the war was on. But they just stood back and watched from that hill.
Yeah.
Right out there by Ziz.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They just stood there and watched them all kill him, one another.
Wow.
And they were all dead. What a way to fight a war. First, you had to believe the prophet.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had to shout, "His hesed endures forever." His hesed endures forever.
Now, that's what God revealed to Moses very first thing. He said, "Show me your glory." And he said, "My goodness," translated hesed,
yeah,
"will go before you." Yeah. It's the very first thing God revealed to Moses.
So many times that word is used, and English people don't get it, Spanish people don't get it, Japanese people don't get it, nobody gets it. It's a Hebrew word. It doesn't exist in anybody else's language. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult to translate. Mercy, loving kindness, goodness. Well, all of those are English words.
Right.
But in a lot of places, the Classic Amplified does. And anyway, now verse 25, Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them. They found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much.
Hallelujah.
And on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Barak, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of the place was called the valley
Barakah unto this day.
The valley of what? Blessing.
Blessing.
The valley of blessing. Oh, my, 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 my. The valley of the Spirit. The valley of the wind of God. They just stood up there on a hill. And don't you know they're thinking when they got down there, why on earth these people carry all this stuff? You want me to tell you? They stole it off of other nations. Some of them had it on their bodies. They probably had wagons full of it. And they came there to get it from them. Mm. They were going to kill all of them, take all of their stuff, and go get somebody else.
Well,
but they ran into something they couldn't handle. Mm. And they got mad at one another. I expect, I can't prove this, you can't prove it didn't. It's more likely that somebody got mad over all that jewelry and stuff.
Mm.
And they just started fighting one another. At least that's what they thought. But God did it.
Well, of course, verse 29, the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries.
Yes.
All those other countries said, "Hey, they got our stuff. Well, you going to go get it?" "I'm not going to
get
it.
I'm not going to
let them have it.
Let them have it." No, I'm not going over there.
This is when the kingdom had split, north and south. Listen to this United States history. North and south, the kingdom is split. Judah and Benjamin are to the south. The capital of Judah is Jerusalem. Israel is called the north, and the capital is Samaria. And this is the battle in Judah. This is why Abraham Lincoln knew, I cannot let us become... There was pressure for him. Just let them become their own nation. We'll live together with a border.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No,
people are pushing for that.
We got to stay united. We got people prophesying today on television networks that the next civil war is coming. I say, no, it's not. We're united. And I go to Jehoshaphat. I go to this very stories right here. And I say, we have a covenant.
Now, The story's not over yet.
Okay.
Verse 28. They came to Jerusalem with psalteries and harps and trumpets unto the house of the Lord. They brought the whole orchestra with them. And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they had heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest round about. And Jehoshaphat reigned over Judah. He was 35 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 25 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name, Azubah, daughter of Shaha. And he walked in the way of Asa, his father, and departed not from it, doing that which was right in the sight of the Lord. Howbeit the high places were not taken away, for as yet the people had not prepared their hearts unto the God of their fathers. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of Jehu, the son of Hanani, who was mentioned in the book of the kings of Israel.
Northern kingdom.
And he used covenant hesed to fight that war.
Yes, he did.
First, he did what was right. He called a fast among the people. It doesn't say how long that was. They stayed there. He reminds me of Ricardo Rodriguez and praising God till the glory falls. Mm-hmm. They stayed there. They didn't leave that place until the word of the Lord came. And it identifies the young man through whom it came. They got their battle plan. Wow. They knew exactly where they would be. They knew when they would be there. And they went there. Mm-hmm. He consulted the people, and the people decided what they were going to do. We're going to get out front, and we're just going to be singing as loud as we can that God is good and his hesed endures forever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And David said, surely, surely, goodness and hesed shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So, if you don't have the Blue Bible app, get it, and support them, because it's a nonprofit company. And when you go to the App Store and get it, it's free.
Yeah.
But I use it all the time, so I support them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go back and check all these words.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find every time it'll say it.
Mm-hmm.
Loving kindness over in Isaiah 54. Mm-hmm. It's just all over the whole. And then you see it. Let's go to Matthew 15:22.
Oh, that's good.
The 21st verse, Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. Behold, or look, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, she didn't have a covenant yet.
Right.
She's a Syrophoenician.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
And he answered her not a word. His disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, she cries after us. He answered and said, I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. Mm-hmm. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children bread and cast it to the dogs. He called her a dog. Actually, he said this, reminding her, you do not have a covenant with God.
Mm-hmm.
She came and worshiped him. saying, Lord, help me. He answered and said, it's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. When Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is your faith. She knew who he was. Mm-hmm. Son of David, do hesed for me.
That's right.
He couldn't turn it down coming from a Gentile.
That's right.
He can't.
Because it's faith. It's activated by faith.
Yes. It's impossible for him to turn it down.
She went past the law. She went to faith.
Hallelujah.
Great is your faith. Be it unto thee even as you will. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Mm-hmm. Now, Mark 10:46. I love it. Now, this is when I said even the Jewish people had lost sight of this.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there? And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. So he's the son of Timothy. Mm-hmm. So we know this is a specific man. We know his name. He sat by the wayside begging. Now, once again, he had to have proven to the high priest that he was actually blind. Mm-hmm. This was procedure. Because they're going to see to it, and he had a prime place. He was beside that road out there.
Yeah.
There was one at the temple, and he couldn't walk. Well, he had to be vetted that he was crippled to sit at that place.
That's right.
Right.
That's a prime place to be begging.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Praise God. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, do hesed for me.
Yeah.
And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, do hesed on me.
Yes.
Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good cheer. They didn't get it.
No.
When Jesus heard that, sure, he stood still. Class, same as that Syrophoenician woman. He cannot turn that down. You can't. That's a covenant statement.
Yes.
They called him Messiah. In the book of Matthew, in the 22nd chapter, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, what think ye of Christ? Whose son is in he? They say, the son of David. That's what they were crying out. Son of David, do hesed for us.
Mm-hmm.
He could not honor it. It's a covenant phrase. Praise God. And we're out of time.
Hallelujah.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Watch the BVOV broadcasts on demand. Search by topic or speaker and study along with the detailed daily broadcast notes. Or download the podcast version to listen on the go. Total immersion in the Word of God at home, in the car, at the gym, or in the waiting room. Find a schedule of KCM events and watch on demand. Search by date, speaker, or keyword for hours of inspiring truth from the Bible. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Today is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory. The Lord instructed Brother Copeland to give those who are watching the broadcast the opportunity to sow into the Word of God they heard and received this week. God reveals the benefit of sowing to the Spirit in Galatians 6:6-9. Let him who receives instruction in the Word share all good things with his teacher, contributing in support. For whatever a man sows, that is what he will reap. Sowing to the flesh reaps destruction, but sowing to the Spirit reaps eternal life. So let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. 2 Corinthians 9:10 further reveals that God is the one who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food. In the same way, He will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. Thank you, partners, for your faithful giving and prayers. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland love and appreciate you and pray for you every day. Together with you and the faithfulness of Jesus, the word of faith is being preached from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. People across the globe are hearing the good news of the gospel and are being saved, healed, and delivered. And you're a part of the word that is being preached through the broadcast, magazine, KCM.org, social media, and KCM events. You have helped build the body of Christ around the world to know how to use their faith and live in victory. As you sow your financial seed, let me pray for God's abundant provision and blessing. Lord Jesus, you are the high priest and the apostle of our confession. You are the Lord of our harvest. In your hand it is the ability to make great and to give strength unto all. For all riches come from you, and you reign over all. In your name and by your Holy Spirit, I declare the blessing over every sower today, and I decree the abundant harvest be made manifest according to your faithfulness and the power of the word to increase them more and more to overflow. Amen.
So glad you could be with us today and all this week. It's a good thing. Don't miss next week because you're going to
miss half your life.
Yeah, you really need this. And it's going to answer a lot of questions for a lot of people. And until then, have a good weekend. Go to church. Go to a place where they preach the word of faith. Yes. Amen. Don't just go somewhere because Grandma taught it and you bought it. I don't know where that came. Forgive me, Grandma. You know what I'm saying. Yes. People that praise, people of the book.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So that'll teach you how to stand on the word. And until then, until Monday, this is Kenneth Copeland, Professor Greg Stevens, and all of the class. Reminding you again that God loves you and we love you in Christ Jesus. And Jesus is Lord.
Yes,
give Him a praise.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. Visit our website, kcm.org.uk.